you're here. Fellowship sweet up, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's there. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, October 19th, 2018. And I have a special program laid out for you. Lord willing, it'll bring you some encouragement and joy as my bucket was filled to overflowing as last night we launched our Great News Radio Children's Choir and it exceeded expectations. It was so wonderful. We had 18 children singing and sharing and learning music and harmonizing. And it turned into a phenomenal evening as all of us stood in awe as these children sounded so good. And it was only their first rehearsal. But as I've mentioned over the air, I have three quality directors that were so encouraging to the children and blessed them and taught them and got great sound out of them. Our lead director, Sarah Todd, I'm telling you, God couldn't have raised up a better fit for this launching of a children's choir. I think she has 2 master's degrees in music, and I hope to have her on one of the morning programs in the future. But she was awesome. And I'm reminded of that story I shared some years ago about, like, when you need an eagle, don't hire a duck and try to train them and mold them into becoming an eagle. Start with an eagle and let that eagle flourish into being an eagle. Well, Sarah Todd is my eagle director. She was off the charts great, and she was assisted by 2 other phenomenal directors or co-directors, Dee Chesser, who I introduced some weeks back. She's been leading children's choirs for like 35 years, a senior saint that just has a heart for children. She led the children in a song. And then Tina Zung, she has a master's in vocal performance for children in China, and she also sang and harmonized with the children, and oh, it was just a great evening. Wait until you hear these children in the days ahead. They'll be joining the Singing Men of GNN for sure on December 22nd at Marketplace Mall, and we're still weighing whether they'll sing December 8th in Danville, because that'll be much more of a hike for the family and parents and the children, but we'll see. Today I've lined up some special songs in light of last night's launching of the Great News Radio Children's Choir. We're going to hear from Children of America, a little short interview, and the Star Spangled Banner. Then you'll hear 2 favorites that I love to play during Mother's Day, but as a tribute to children, The High Chair and No Charge by Steve and Annie Chapman. Then All Is Well, it's a great Christmas favorite, but I love how the National Children's Choir, I think directed by Michael W. Smith, sings All Is Well. Just a great, one of my favorite Christmas arrangements and song. And then we'll close out with Shyamba by Linda McKechnie. And that's many times you hear when I have Marianne Simpkins on Tuesdays. We often close out the program with that song. But it's officially launched, the Great News Radio Children's Choir, so I would covet and appreciate your prayers as we see how God uses these little children in the days ahead. Actually, I won't say so little. A few were pretty tall, but their ages range from 7 to 11. We opened it up to 7-year-olds because I think we had 4 or 5 that were really wanting to sing with us. And they range from 2nd to 6th grade. And as mentioned, there was 18 little angels joining us last night. And so as a tribute to them and our great directors and our administrative helper, Karen Dahman, who has a real heart for children's ministry and says, I just want to help any way I can. Well, they all work so well together. And it was a blessed evening for us all. So I'll dedicate some songs. You'll hear a variety of arrangements, beginning with Children of America, with a little short interview and them singing the Star Spangled Banner.
I'm Madeline, and I'm 9 years old.
I'm Andy, and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Blair, and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Bailey, and I'm 14.
What do you think God's plan for your group is?
Well, I think he just wants us to bless a lot of people and tell people that this song is a really big thing to our country and help people understand that we got blessed with gifts and God is really awesome.
You know, Andy, I think that a lot of people in America sing this song their whole lives without maybe knowing very much about the origin of this song. But you all kind of did some homework on this. What did you find out that you didn't know about the Star Spangled Banner and how it came to be?
when we started singing it, we didn't really know that much about it. And when we sat down and talked about it, we learned that about Francis Scott Key and about all the things that happened. And it was just amazing. It touched us.
Did that change the way you felt about the song when you sang it?
Yes. Every time I sing it, I do get chill bumps. It feels like it's just such an important song to our country and how we got our freedom. So.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
love that little arrangement, and it's getting me thinking, maybe now with the launching of the Great News Radio Children's Choir, we probably will have to put that into their repertoire, singing the national anthem. Maybe that way during one of the University of Illinois sporting events or some other activity or function, they can sing that, and maybe we'll even have them put on a patriotic concert sometime with Yankee Doodle Dandy, America the Beautiful, and some other songs. But that's a special arrangement. And here's two songs. I'll play them back to back that I love to share on Mother's Day. They're by Steve and Annie Chapman. The two songs are titled High Chair and No Charge. You'll love the message. I love the arrangement, and they're both fun songs. Here's the High Chair, followed by No Charge.
Who is that little fella with ketchup on his nose, spaghetti in his hair, and that Kodak pose? Who's sitting in that high chair, keeping rhythm with a spoon? He's got your full attention, and you're crazy as a loon. Well, he might be the doctor that finally finds a cure, or the one who brings the schools back into prayer. He may be there with you when you're old and all alone. You don't know who's sitting in that high chair. Who is that little lady? As precious as a lamb, painting like an artist with that pudding in her hand. Who's sitting in that high chair with her supper on the floor? She's got you saying things like, I can't take it anymore. She might be the first lady to fly beyond the moon, or the one who changes history with her prayers. She may be there with you when you're old and all alone. Take a look. face in heaven's book is where the future treasures always go to hide. Oh, he might be the doctor that finally finds a cure, or she might change history with her prayer. They may be there with you when you're old and all alone. My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was cooking supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, I looked at him standing there expectantly, and a thousand memories raced through my mind. So I picked up the pen, I turned the paper over, and this is what I wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctored you, prayed. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys, food and clothes, and for wiping your nose, there's no charge, son. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
But when he finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes, and he looked up at me and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he took the pen and he wrote down in great big letters, paid in full.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
Just love those two songs, as mentioned. I like to play them during Mother's Day as a reminder how precious our little children are, and yet the great cost and sacrifices that mothers make on behalf of their children. Both those arrangements were by Steve and Annie Chapman, and I think the message is rather obvious. Well, here's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Wonder if we could get the Great News Radio Children's Choir to sing it or somehow be a part of something similar. It's titled All Is Well. I think directed or arranged by Michael W. Smith, and this is the National Children's Choir singing All Is Well. Wow, just such a great message, such a great song. I love the voices, the arrangement. I tend to play this only around Christmas time, but may have to just enter it into our playlist every so often. But that was Michael W. Smith's, I believe, his arrangement of All Is Well with the National Children's Choir providing those great, sweet voices. Ah, what a great song. Well, maybe the Great News Radio Children's Choir could learn it. Be praying that up, I say. Well, I'm going to close out with Sayamba by Linda McKechnie. If you tune in for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends many times, Marianne Simpkins, after reading a chapter or two of her book, Memories of an African Son, I'll close out the program with a portion of the song. And so that's how we'll close out today's program, giving thanks to God for the launching of our Great News Radio Children's Choir. 18 children showed up last night. It's not too late to join us. If you have a child or know of children that love to sing and they're between the ages of 7 and 11, basically 2nd through 6th grade, they can sign up and find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a link to sign up and find out more about the Great News Radio Children's Choir. They meet on Thursday nights from 5:10 to 6:30, so an hour and 20 minutes. But we will be providing a light dinner for those that arrive at 4:45. And so they'll have about 20 minutes to eat, either pizza or maybe a little spaghetti or some other fixins. Just a light dinner, but that'll be for those that sign up and request it. It's free. The children's choir is free. Free music instruction, free voice lessons, free sheet music. It's all free. It's just our way of blessing the children that'll be used of God to bless us in the days ahead. So I covet and appreciate your prayers on behalf of the new launching of the Great News Radio Children's Choir, and we'll see how God uses them in the days ahead. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.